This morning we have a guest, Isaac Scott, who's going to be sharing about Water Street, and Mike asked me to share a little bit of what I know about Isaac, and here's some of the things I know. I know that if you throw a frisbee long and far, and it's a bad throw, he'll run and grab it. He's fast, quick, and he likes playing ultimate frisbee. I got to know Isaac playing here in Mannheim with him, and he's a great guy. And when I learned that he worked at Water Street, I asked him if he'd be willing to come and share, and I didn't think I had to twist his arm too much. It's not something he does. I said, but we're small. It's a good place to start. And so he's here this morning. I might get this wrong. Isaac, you can come up a while if you want. You can correct me what I mess up. But I know from talking to him that he grew up, I don't know how old you were when you moved from Florida up to this area.
I was 19 when I 19. Moved up here. So I've been up here for about 8 years now.
So he lives in Columbia.
Yep.
He's a life coach.
Yes, I'm a life coach for Water Street Mission.
And he'll probably share a little bit about that. And he has 5 siblings.
Yes. Yep.
So he comes from a fairly large family. So mm-hmm. at this point, we just want to welcome you. We're glad you're here, and we're anxious to hear what you have to share about Water Street.
All right, I'm anxious to tell it. Oh, man. You can hit the next slide. So just first and foremost, thank you guys for having me here today. And also thank you for your generosity as a church, as a body of Christ. Something that not a whole lot of people know is that we rely 100% on private funding in order to actually run our ministry. And we do that just so we can actually run Water Street just completely for Christ, for the gospel. And if we were to have government funding, that would change that. And today, though, I would just like to share a little bit about what your donations go towards. You can hit the next slide. So like most homeless shelters, we provide a lot of the basic needs for our guests, which would just be food, water, shelter, and also medical care for our guests. And in this picture here, this is actually our women's side of the evening shelter where our guests actually go to sleep at night. And there, people can get a shower. If they need their laundry done, we'll take care of that. And it's just it's a nice connection point for our guests. And we also pray together with the guests at the end of each evening, just because we feel like that's something that's important to always have Christ in the center of everything that we do, even if we're just about to lay our heads on our pillows for the night. You can hit the next slide. At Water Street, though, we don't just provide like the basic needs for people. Our purpose is to advance the kingdom of God through missionary work, and we believe that we are restored to be restorers. So what Christ has done for us, we believe that doesn't just stop with us, that we're supposed to share that with other people. And you can hit the next slide. So here, this is actually our day shelter and also our chapel. So in here, twice a week, we'll have chapel on Wednesday evenings and Friday mornings. And we also get to just connect with the guests in there throughout the day, whether that's playing a game of chess, dominoes, cornhole, sitting, doing a puzzle together, talking over the morning paper. That's where we begin to start making those connections with the guests and build those relationships with them. And you get the next slide. So beyond just our shelter, we have a residential program where guests can actually take time to work on their spiritual health and well-being and work on their career development as well. And there's different ways that they can do that. With working on their spiritual well-being, we have a class called Identity Matters, which connects the guests to what their true identity is in Christ, and they get to learn more about their Creator and how they actually embody the image of the Creator as well. And we also have counseling for behavioral health purposes and nurses to help the guests with any physical health problems that they may be having. We also have different classes like boundaries, just teaching guests how to actually hold boundaries with other people in their life, with themselves. So trying to teach them practical life skills that they can translate then when they eventually leave Water Street. And you can hit the next slide. So I want to share just a couple of stories that I've actually personally gotten to walk alongside the guests with. This first one is Max. Max has been with Water Street for the last 3 years now. And as a young man, he actually grew up as a ward of the state, and he bounced around from institution to institution. So he often experienced a lot of abuse and neglect because of how those places are run. And he grew up feeling alone, isolated, and like he didn't really belong or fit in. And unfortunately, that's something that carried on throughout his life, whether it was going into the military, marriage, work. It didn't really seem to matter what he had done or achieved or how far he would try to run. He still carried that feeling of isolation. And eventually, he actually made some poor financial decisions, which led him to being homeless and coming to us here at Water Street. And when he came to Water Street and he started taking some of our classes, there was one day that he was sitting in class and he heard something. He heard that it didn't matter what he had done before or what had happened to him, that he was accepted as Christ's child. And he said that it wasn't until that moment where it really hit him that he actually realized that he was enough and that he was loved and accepted. And it was at that point that I actually got to experience a change in his countenance, in his face. I actually got to see the peace of God, an undeniable peace, just wash over him. And I ended up asking him one day about it. I asked him, hey, I've noticed that you seem different. You seem more at peace lately. Like, why is that? And he said, quite simply, it's because he knows that he's God's child, and he knows who he belongs to. And he said that he was dealing with a lot of emotional pain and anger, but that he doesn't have to deal with that stuff anymore, and that he is so free from it because God is so good. And also just an update that we had posted recently on our website for Max is that he recently has paid off $39,000 in debt and soon will actually be looking to transition out of Water Street to live near his daughter. And that's something that we're just so excited about for him. And you can hit the next slide. So this one is actually a personal favorite of mine. This is Maribella. And Maribella's family came to us back in 2019. She actually attended something that we have called Wonder Academy. It's a preschool and kindergarten that is for people that are not quite in a great financial state. And at first, with being in the new environment, with seeing all the new faces, she was nervous, very quiet, scared to interact with people, but it really didn't take long for her to actually come out of her shell. She had initially started going to Wonder Academy only twice a week, and there were half days. But very soon, it was 5 days a week, full time. She couldn't get enough of it. And she would always come back and tell her mom everything about what she was learning at Wonder Academy. And it was just so cool because she, at the beginning of the school year, I remember that she was struggling to actually remember how to sound out the alphabet. But by the end of the school year, she actually was reading Dr. Seuss books without a problem. Her favorite book is Green Eggs and Ham, in case anyone was wondering. And you can actually hit the next slide. So, just to get a little bit more personal, this is actually a picture that was captured of Marabella and I sitting down and reading Green Eggs and Ham together. So, I didn't even realize that that picture had been taken until maybe 3 months afterwards. When I realized that it was taken, I felt just a overwhelming sense of pride because at the end of the school year, Wonder Academy actually did a video of Marabella and her story and posted it on our website. So if you want to check it out, you're more than welcome to. Marabella came in as soon as she saw that it was posted, she came in, was so excited to show me. She was like, Isaac, here, like, watch this video. She showed me, and they talked about her progress, how well she was doing, how much she was thriving in Wonder Academy with the help of our staff over there. And I felt just an overwhelming sense of pride for her. I remember getting choked up when she showed me it. I went to go like tell her that I was proud of her. I couldn't even get it out, and I ended up crying right then and there. And it was so funny because as soon as I did that, she was like, "Look, Mom, I made Isaac cry." That was her reaction, which was just so incredible. But that wasn't the only reason why that I got choked up. I got choked up because when I saw this picture and I saw the video, it dawned on me that while I was just making choices every single day to show up and be there and to do little things like reading books with her and doing math with her and other things at shelter, I didn't realize how much of an impact it was actually having on her life just because of those small decisions that were made for not just myself but other staff to show up and be there every single day. And it's incredible what God can do with a willing heart who is willing to just show up and be there. And you can hit the next slide. So ways that you guys can help and be involved in part of Water Street. The first and biggest thing is just to pray for our guests, for our staff. We desperately need it. I need churches committed to prayer for us. And if you're interested in doing that, you can actually sign up for a monthly prayer list on our website. Another way that you guys can help out is to serve. There's a lot of opportunities for service. And again, you can sign up through our website, or I do have pamphlets in the back that would go over a little bit more what churches are able to do and how you guys can be invited into that. Another way that you guys can help out and be a part of Water Street, what we do is just to learn. Educate yourselves on what the core causes of homelessness are, like affordable housing, lack of physical and mental health care accessibility, and wage discrepancies, and just looking for ways, even outside of Water Street, to get involved with helping with what the core causes of homelessness are. And lastly, you can give. You can sign up for that on our website to donate just one time. You can do it so you can give every month, or just whenever you guys as a congregation take up an offering specifically for Water Street. Can I just close this out in prayer? Thank you. Lord, I just I thank you so much for this church, for their willingness to give, to serve, and thank you for them wanting to have me here today. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless the work and efforts of the church, of their hands, and that you would just bless their ministry, that it would grow and that it would flourish, and that you would just be working through them in their community. And thank you for just the blessing that they've been to Water Street and for the guests that I get to serve every day. And pray this in your name. Amen. That's all I have for you guys today. If you guys have any questions, anything that you guys are interested in, maybe a little further, I'll just be standing in the back by the table. So if you guys want to talk or have any questions, feel free to just stop on by.